Hi, welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Shema Goyim, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Lord, our God, the Lord is God, and the Lord is one. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Everett. Bless, Lord, all the people here in this place. Your presence came upon me tonight strongly again. And one tends to become used to it, but then it gets so strong that there's no way of ignoring it. And your presence is here now. Well, Lord, we've gathered together in the name of Jesus, haven't we? We are and we decree that this gathering is in the name of Jesus. And therefore, you are most welcome. And I make another decree, and that is that none of the works that ever proceeds from the platform ever be said that it is of man or by the will of man. It's always by the will of God and to the glory of God. Whatever proceeds, proceeds. And God gets all the glory. We thank you for it in Jesus Christ's name. All God's people say, amen. Amen. Now look at all these people. The first time I see you now in the light is a little bit, there's a cloud that's over the crowd tonight. An unusual thickness of the presence of the Lord. And I'm not talking about stuff that you get, but they're not switched on at the moment, but there's quite a density, particularly in that direction over there. Yes, particularly in that direction over there. Sweeps across. From there, I see it going heavy, heavy over there. God is here. Do you believe God is here? Give the Lord a praise offering and bow. Amen. So I'm going to shoot straight into the Word of God. Then I'm going to move with ministering to the people. I will limit myself purposefully, intentionally, that I could get to people. And we'll see how the Lord touches people. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, you know, they got another one of these backdrops of soldiers advancing, like an army advancing. You switch to that one now. We have a Roman soldier behind me in the full armor. Paul used this as a backdrop for describing the armor of God, but there's more graphics of the same, and we'll worry about it. Let them worry about it. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the flesh. But they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Pulling down strongholds. Casting down arguments. That's like empty reasonings, contradictions. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Just think about knowledge of God. How do you get the knowledge of God? In this word, in the Bible. So we have to cast down contradictory statements, arguments, empty, vain reasonings, and every other thing, whether it may be called by the name of cancer, whether it's arthritis, whether it's diabetes, whatever, whatever. The great Creator can give you a choice. And we go to chapter number 6. And we read in Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of yourself. Who is God's power? Now this morning, if you missed this morning, total key message. I have no expression to even the people that were here know exactly what I'm talking about. If you missed this morning's message, make every effort to listen to it, because it is critical for your personal life in Christ and the success of your life. The power of His might, God's might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or schemes or plans or strategies of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, not part of it, but the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Withstand, stand, stand. Having girded your waist with the truth. I must next Sunday morning talk to you a little bit more about just exactly that. Just exactly that, and how powerful just exactly that is. Having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all taking up the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer, that means all manner of prayer in the Greek, and supplication, that's making very strong, intentional, passionate entreaty, requests, smeekgebed, Afrikaans. In the Spirit, by the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, and being watchful to this end with all perseverance. Everybody say perseverance. And supplication for all the saints. And for me, he said, and then he goes on. He says, pray for all of this and then pray for me. I think sometimes people tend to think that men of God are beyond any attack of the enemy. We're precisely the main target. Therefore, you need to pray always for those that stand in the pulpit. If you're from another church and you know what to do, you need to pray for church leaders. I could take every amen that I can get on that one. I was talking to God about marathon prayers. I used to do a lot of marathon prayers. And that set the scene for this ministry. That's where we come from. Sometimes take people by surprise because of that. Now, John 10, verse 10. I'm taking you through a couple of verses. Might as well do it on the computer also. John 10, verse 10. It says these words. The thief, which is the devil, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the devil is out to do. Kill, steal, and destroy. In other words, demolish your personal life. whatever it exists of. This is serious. We're walking in the realm. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. The darkness of this world is still around. And when you walk out of this building, you have a choice to walk in the light. Again, get this morning's message. But if you walk in the light and you take up the full armor of God, then you know what to do. Kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That word abundantly literally means more abundantly, exceedingly, superabundant, a superior quality of life, excessive even, and exceeding abundantly, above, more abundantly, advantage, exceedingly, very high, highly beyond measure, more superfluous is what it means. Jesus said, I've come to make that possible for you to live that kind of life. We call that the quality lifestyle. And again, the morning message, that you could just get the reference on that. I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter number 1. And I want to take verse 15 and read forward from there. And therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers. We've now started the project of praying for all the prayer cards of the church people. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, the believers. How is it? According to the working of His mighty power. Mighty power. It's the Greek word kratos, literally meaning a force that's unstoppable. Which He worked in Christ Jesus when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. Now notice what He did. Using His mighty power, unstoppable force, unstoppable strength, irresistible power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. It was there. And He seated Him now at His right hand in the heavenly places. A lot of people ask, what is the present day ministries of Jesus Christ? It's a good question. It's a nice question. Very nice question. For one, we see Him sitting at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. What? Verse 21 is important now. Far above all principality and power. Now we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, of this world, and the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. That's where the battle is raging. Okay? Far above all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name, you name the name, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's arthritis, whether it's brain problems, whether it's tumors, whether it's pains in the body, whatever. Far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Now, far above all principality and power, He put all things under His feet and gave Him, Jesus, to be the head over all things. To the church, which is His body, the church, which is his body. Where is he? Far above all principality and power. The church is his body. He's the head of the church. The church is his body, but you are the members of the body of Christ, members individually. The church, which is his body. He's the head. Where is the head? Far above all principality and power. How are we connected to him? We're his body and we're connected by his blood. So if we're far above all principality and power, where do you think the devil is? In the least, far below. In the least. I'd say immediately, far below. And every name that is named, not only in this age, this dispensation, if you will, it's the Greek word aion, but also in that which is to come. Far above all principality and power, Jesus, connected to the head. The head is connected to us, we're connected to the head. We are the body of Christ, we have the blood of Jesus. Like I said the other day, we change blood group now. Our blood, flesh and blood, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, but the blood of Jesus can. And the body of Christ can. So that's the blood. That's our eternal blood for everybody. And he put all things under his feet. He's got a body. Where are all things? Under his feet. And he gave him to be head of the church over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So the headship is there. We're his body. He is far above all principalities and powers. Really, you almost have to make an effort to look down, because we're far above. In Christ, we are more than conquerors. Amen. More than conquerors. We are victorious in the beloved. Now, you know, Jesus said in Luke 10, verse 19, I just quoted. He said, "Lo, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy." What does he say? He says, "I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy." Authority. What is that authority? It's the Greek word exousia. What does that mean? Executive power. It actually, the Afrikaans is more descriptive of what it is. Uitvoerende gesag. Executive power. In other words, we have the power to carry out the mission that God would carry out if Jesus was here right now. If he stood here right now, he would have all that authority. He says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore." So he delegates that authority to his body, which is even the church. And that executive authority is something to behold. It's something to realize. It's something that a lot of people just don't understand. Now, in my brief discussion of the evening, before I start praying for the people, I need to say this. I'm very much aware of my spiritual authority. Very much aware of it. Always been aware of it. The authority comes, number one, through just speaking the word of God. When you speak the word of God, it's got authority over anything the devil has to offer. There's no way that he couldn't withstand the word of God. The light shines in the darkness. He's broken the chains of hell. He's been raised with power, with kratos, by the force of God. That power is what we need to understand through the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ, the eyes of our understanding. Dianoia, noia, is, it means, literally means the way we think, that the eyes of our heart, our understanding, might be dianoia, might be enlightened, flooded, literally flooded with light. Just see what's really going on, that you may know what is the might of his power. Every word is a powerful word there. That works towards us who believe according to the mighty force, power, force, wherewith he raised Christ from the dead, far above all principalities and powers, far above, not little, far above. See? Now, in the meantime, the context is we're connected to the head. Our blood group is the Christ blood. How many of you believe we're part of the Christ blood? Oh, yes. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the kingdom of God. See? So now we have executive power. Lo, I give you authority. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore. On a mission for Christ, we are, you are, wherever you go. You don't have to stand back if a demon is manifesting. You have executive authority. That means you can carry out the assignment in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to the glory of the Father. By the power of the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. The name of Jesus. Now, I like the analogy, so to speak, when you talk about the power of God. There's an analogy. See, it works like this. If I pass through the traffic in the morning and there stands a traffic cop at this front traffic light, or robots, they say, here in South Africa and America, they say traffic lights. There are the lights and it's stopped working, so there's now a traffic policeman standing there, and he stands in his full regalia, he's dressed, you can immediately see that's a traffic officer. And the cars are coming down the road and he does that. If you disobey that commandment, what is his backing? The entire government of South Africa, the entire army, police, whatever it takes, from the state president down, that authority has been delegated into that single man that can say to you, stop. That means stop. That means if you carry on, if you go through, you're in trouble. You wait till he shows you, right, I'm not good with that. I don't know the hand signs that they do. They do all sorts of signs. But they get trained to do that. But a proper traffic cop will stop you. What is he busy doing? He's busy controlling traffic, stopping cars, telling them go again. And you stop without even thinking twice. I hope so. Otherwise, just now the police come into the door, you're after you. But you stop without thinking twice, right? What is it about that guy? He has executive stopping power and going power. Is that right? I said, is that right? Yes. Now, what about the body of Christ if you do that in the face of the devil? Now, in the book of Matthew chapter number 16, we read where Jesus is talking about the keys of the kingdom of heaven. There's a whole message about those keys. And then he goes on, he says, and what things soever you bind on earth shall be bound in the heavens. And what things soever you loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. What does that mean? In the Greek, it means what things soever you prohibit on earth shall be prohibited by the highest authority in existence, heaven itself. In fact, it gets better. Shall have been, so quick it is, prohibited by, from the throne of God down to the angels of war, you name it. From God's power down to the angels of war, down to the entire authority of the body of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, if you say, I prohibit you, that means game over for the devil. Game over. And in that clash, there's only one loser, and that's the devil. You know, I had a friend. I used to speak of him quite often. But I always think of him that, you know, the moment you start praying, like I said, marathon prayers, I was talking to God about that. Just push on and on and on. Praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, in tongues, in tongues. On. Paul says, I thank my God, I pray in tongues more than you all. Praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues. Go on for hours. You walk out there, and the presence of God comes out with you. And then you stand in front of somebody, and that person has got some form of whatever plague. You know, Acts 10 verse 38. How God anointed the authority of the anointing, the authority of the word. Those two authorities. And then, of course, there is an authority also to the particular office that full-time ministers have. That I've noticed also in the body of Christ. But it's more like noticing it if you're there. But for everybody, there's the authority of the word and there's the authority of the Holy Spirit. The authority of the anointing, should I also say. The dwelling presence of God, the Shekinah. Which means to dwell. He who dwells with, upon. The resting presence of the anointing. So you stand, when you're with God, you're walking in the light. I was quoting Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Who was the thief that came in to kill, steal, and destroy? The devil. The old serpent and dragon, which is Satan, and his cohorts, the forces of darkness. I'm going to tell you what, there's no good in walking in any form of darkness. Again, get this morning's message. Because then you're looking for trouble. You really look for trouble. And your life becomes a shambles. And the devil starts with a demolition of everything that you value. You battle and everything is just destroying. Nothing works out. Nothing is on time. Everything is delayed. Everything that you try to do, the door shut in your face. Every time there's something going wrong, more frustration. Frustration above, don't you think there's a reason for those things? The devil is out to demolish people's lives. So the moment you grab hold of the word and you walk in the light, as I explained this morning, everything changes. So when I say I bind, it could also be translated as shall have in the Greek tense, already have been bound in heaven. It's that fast. It's like a past tense continuous into the present. When you even get it in your mind. I was always thinking, you know, when you pray for people and their legs grow, their feet grow, even in their spine straighten out. I've often thought, Lord, how quick that is. It's painless. It's just like that. Some people don't even know about it. Just don't know about it. It's just like that. And it's over. How many of you believe God can do a painless operation pronto? Amen. So you become aware of the fact that you have stopping power. And your stopping power and your executive authority, none of the forces of darkness can withstand that. Men have prayed. Women have prayed. Their loved ones from the dead. I have a good friend, a medical specialist. His wife fell and blood was just coming out of her on her head. And she's badly hurt in a building situation. And he's a medical specialist. He's one of the top guys in our country. And there's no question about him. And that moment in time, if I recall his words correctly, because it's many years ago that he told me the story, he just said, "Jesus, I can't do anything." And it was like the blood going, stopped. Well, if you can't do anything, Jesus can. Do you believe that? Don't mix with darkness. Don't do that. Integrity is not an option in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, it is automatic. And if you are not operating in integrity, financial integrity, any other integrity, if you're a cheater, liar, stealer, robber, anything, then you are lining up with demonic forces. Not long, the bondage becomes very strong. Okay. So will you all just bow your heads for a moment? Let me pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. You know, some of you have come into this place. Before I start praying for anybody, this is going to be my first prayer. You've come into this place and you struggle with a struggling life. You worry about your worries and you're concerned about your concerns. Pain is eating away sometimes at your body. And everything is a frustration. At work, it's not happiness. Monday to Friday, work hours are torment hours to you. And when you have money before you have passed the first of any month, you've already spent your salary. And you just battle because you're not having this abundant life that Jesus spoke about, that I quoted. Life abundantly. I've come that you might have life abundantly. You don't have that. You don't have favor. You have people stealing, robbing from you, lying to you, conniving. And you're saying, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, frustrated to the core of my being. I'm tired of the stress that it causes me." This night, I want to tell you something. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you. A peace such as this world does not know. The Prince of Peace will bring to your heart if you allow him to right now." You don't have to have an arm wrestling with the devil because he will outweigh you outside of Christ. The moment you're in Christ, he knows you become a danger to him. It's a blood group change for you then, to the blood of Jesus. And if you are not even one fraction certain that should you die tonight, and it's possible for everybody, you don't even know whether you're going to heaven or not. How would I even know? Because I've never made a purposeful, meaningful, intentional, passionate commitment of my life to Jesus Christ and said, "Lord, I need you, Jesus. I need you." And one or two of you have drifted far off from God, and you realize that that's the reason why you are suckling, battling, trouble on top of trouble. The Bible speaks about stacking of condemnation, stacking of troubles. Literally in the Hebrew, it speaks about layer upon layer. It's heaped up. Who knows where that would lead to? And eventually, you just cave in. Eventually, people take their own lives. Why? What for? Why would anybody in his sober sanity mind choose, after all of this, still to also go to hell and then to be tormented and burned forever? Because the Bible tells you this over and over, tells you about hell. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, all over it tells you about hell. Why would you go and burn When the devil was the cause in the first place, you could escape all of that judgment simply by saying, Pastor, please pray for me, and now I want to pray. That's the first thing I want to do. Just raise your hand, I'll pray for you quickly. Wherever you are, just raise your hand. Yes, God bless you. I see the hands going up. God bless you. God bless you. I see the hands going up. God bless you. There's more hands. There's a couple. God bless you. 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 Yes, that's good. God bless you. At the back there, I see hands going up. God bless you. God bless you. And the second one there, God bless you. And over there, I see another one. God bless you. This is wonderful. But I want to tell you, oh yes, God bless you over there also. And on the other side, yes, I see there. God bless you. And God bless you. More hands are going up. It's a very, very simple choice. Another lady, God bless you. And another one over there, God bless you. Just raise your hands clearly. Let me see where you are. I can see you and recognize you. Yes, yes, yes. I see these hands going up. Yes, yes, yes. God bless all of you. You've raised your hands. I see a lot of hands going up now. A lot of people saying, yes, I want my blessing tonight. I fully want this blessing. You want it? Then you have to show me where you are, and I see you over there. I see all these hands. Can I ask all these people to just stand up right now? All the people, you've raised your hand. Stand. Raise your hand. Stand up, please. Then I can see where you are. Wherever you are, you've raised your hand. Stand up. Wherever you are. Now look at me. All of you, those are so far away from me on that side too. You're in the darkness there. It's dark over there. There are no lights there where you are. And I can hardly see you. Would you please come here? Let me pray for you right here. Just walk to me quickly. Just come. Just come quickly. Just walk out. Come quickly. Stand next to one another. Counselors, Bible college students, stand next to each other. Next to each other. Nie achter mekaar nie, hoor. Just next to each other. If you're out here for the first time, stand a little bit forward. Forward, closer to the platform. And then stand next to each other. That's right. Just come out. Come on, give the Lord a praise offering, everybody. Stand next to each other. And let them come through there. That's fine. Let them come through. That's fine. Stand next to each other. Looks like we're going to need a lot of... I need every mature Christian... I want the band back on the platform, and I need every mature Christian, like mature Christian, every Bible school student, every counselor, every pastor and his wife. I need a lot of you here in the front. And I want all these people going around the corner. They can't see me on this side. They're damming up on this side. So what we're doing is we're going to pray for all of you. Now, as jy uitgekom het, if you come out, everybody with them, raise your hands towards them. Just raise your hands towards them. Will you raise your hands? Now, all of us, you in the front, raise your hands up. If you come to have God bless you, then let's have that blessing. All of you standing in the front, raise your hands. Now, Amal Sam, everybody together, say these words. According to the Bible, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and His Lordship over my life. I believe in my heart that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I repent of sin. I repent of darkness. I repent of wickedness. I pray that you forgive me and wash me in the blood of Jesus. Tonight I do change blood group. Kingdom of God, the blood of Jesus be upon me tonight. Thank you for saving me, washing me in your precious blood. It's with me now forever. I've got the life of God in me now. Please fill me with the Holy Spirit. Forgive all of my sins. I forgive all people who have ever sinned against me. Really forgive from the bottom of my heart all my enemies. Please, Lord, help me now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over these people. I pray your blessing, your abundant life. Tonight, let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. Let them know this is their burning bush experience. Encounter with God. This night, tonight being the 10th of February of 2019, they step into the presence of God. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. This is the night that they're born into a new life, filled with the Spirit of God, they will not fail from here. Give them a hunger for your word, to read your word, to pray and obey. In Jesus' name, we bless them. Everybody, look at me in the front. Look at me right now. Now, you are now God's treasure. You need to understand that. Julle is God se skatkis. Julle is deel van God se skatkis. You've just become members of the body of Christ. We have just got to bless you. We've got to just spend a moment with you. Will you just go that way? There's a pastor over there. Everybody, move. Follow your heart to the side of your heart. Don't go back to your chair. Please, just go with those people. They'll lead you there. Just walk with them. They'll take you to a place where they just want to quickly meet you and spend a minute with you and bless you. God bless you. That's right. You've just gone through a heart change, and you. And I can see it. You need it. You badly needed it. Tonight, light floods into your soul, and you. Amen. And you. The sadness of the past, and disappointments of the past, just, you know, just this goes now. Now you're coming to a place. You've been thinking for solutions. You now found the solution. You've got a starting point, haven't you? You feel it, eh? Right, let's give God another praise offering, everybody. I think this is fantastic. I think we need to give the Lord a good praise offering. Hallelujah. It's God's treasure. It's God's, that's the body of Christ in motion now. It's what it is. Now I'm just going to read this. And some of the people that I've got here are literally on these. They most probably in the front there. But let me read you this. Pastor Harold prayed for my daughter Lisa Swanepoel last November to be healed of cancer. He also laid hands on her at the last visit to the doctor. She was declared cancer free. We praise Jesus. She's not in service tonight, but she lives in Alberton. Here's another one here that was, looks like Ingrid, could be Thwaites, I'm not sure. Here's Gerda Merving. And I had lung cancer for 2 years. Lung cancer. Went for a scan on Monday, and there was not a trace of cancer. Hands were laid on me the week before, last week. God healed me. Many thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. No more lung cancer. Amen. How many of you glad about that? But you know, I want to tell you something. God is glad about that. The angels rejoice tonight. Give him a praise offering. Give him a praise offering. Amen. Man, I want to tell you something. Cancer healed. Bad news for the devil. How God anointed Jesus, not me, Jesus of Nazareth, with the Holy Spirit and with power. Went about doing good, still going around doing good. Healing all who were oppressed from the devil, by the devil. Okay. Here's a few here that I can. Here is somebody with the name of Naomi Faree. Is she here? Naomi Faree, maybe she's at the back. So we'll just put this one down. Let's find out if Edward Thwaites is here. Would he come to me, please? Okay. By the way, Edward, you're a fine man. You're troubled, but you're fine. Now, let me tell you something. Your so-called heart condition is so-called because it's being caused by aggravated stress situations. That's the symptoms that you are experiencing. You are going to live for a long time. You hear me, Edward? I'll come and pray for you now. Just stand there. You know what? It's like, I look at this and I say, Lord, you see, it's in the presence of the Lord. I think the Lord can read better than me. He created language. You wrote here, but God, big letters. Total healing restoration. In Jesus' name. Because I believe, he writes. Amen. Do you agree with it? Amen. God touch him today. And you're not going to die from a heart failure. Forget it. Just get it out of your mind. Your symptoms are stress related. And the moment you relax, it'll go away. So I will pray in that. All right? And you've got a good mother. Send her our love and regards. She here is Anya. Is Anya? Sometimes she comes in the evening. Oh yeah, she comes. Sometimes at night. I see her coming in slowly. How old is your mother now? 86. Okay, we leave that then. And here is somebody with an unstable back, Talitar. Talitar, where's Talitar? Come to me, please. Then I've got Johan, either Krauser, it looks like Krauser. And he's got problems with his feet. He's got growths. And the bridges of his feet are busy sagging. He's in pain. Where is Johan Krauser? Would you please come? Now, this is a small thing for the Lord. And the doctor says several operations. I say but one operation. A Jesus operation. You know that. I said a Jesus operation. Do you believe that Jesus could do an operation on that foot immediately? Okay. And then there is somebody by the name of Amelia Andros, with a daughter suffering from chronic migraine. Where's that person? Please come. Letitia Sharon Simei, it looks like. I'm not sure. Suffering currently with health. Is she perhaps here? Right. I got them all. Now, the first thing I want to do is I need to get the olive oil. We've just lost all our ushers, all our pastors, all the everyone. Except Jacques. What's your yay is all? Well, you can just take the service now. Hey, Jacques. I find this is a new pastor. Not so new anymore. But sometimes things happen that I've seen his mouth hang open. But he's a very lovable man, as his wife will tell you. Now you better come with me. Come. Okay. Okay. All right. Relax. Might as well relax. You know, sometimes, I don't know what it is, people come stand in front here, and I've already prayed for people. Just hold there for me, please. I've stood here. Let me just stand where you can see me. They stand here, and I put my hand on their hearts, and I feel boop, 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 boop. I'm thinking, what? What? And then if I hold my hand there long enough, I feel perspiration. It gets all wet underneath. They're sweating it out. Wow. Relax. Jesus is Lord. We're the servants of God. That's what we are. Nothing else. Just the servant of the Lord. And you have pain in your body? You've got pain there. Put your hands where the pain is the worst. Just keep it there, please. So when you come, please. My wife will put a hand over that spot, and I'll put my hand on top of my wife's hand. Okay, everybody raise your hands towards her. Say again your first name.
Letitia.
Letitia. Letitia. You may take away your hands, because my wife is there, and raise both your arms straight up to God. Just raise your arms to God. Okay? Look at me, Letitia. The Holy Spirit, you feel the presence of God here. You feel the presence of God, all right. Now, I want you to raise straight up like that so the Holy Spirit power can come on you. There we are. There's the power of God now on you. There it is, right now. There it is, right now. There it is, right now. Lord, heal this woman. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Ooh. I tell you, it's like a river of life. Come in Jesus' name and torment this woman no more. Get out of her in the name of Jesus. I break this curse and command you in Jesus' name. Loose her and let her go. There it is, in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to wait for you with lust. You're the VIP guest today. That heart is so because of your stress situation. You know it. But you know what? In the Old Testament, I love this expression, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, if I trust the Lord, that's when my faith is busy working. You understand that? My faith works when I'm trusting God. So if you trust God through all of your turmoil, then you have peace. Because just say, Lord, I'm trusting you, and you move on. But you are drawing it into your chest. Now you must let go of that. Are you willing to let go of that? Raise your hands. And Satan and his work against you, your house, your family, everything that's your life, in Jesus' name, we break that power in Jesus' name and release you in the peace of the Lord. It's as simple as that. There's the power of God's on him now. Very strong on him. Very strong. Edward, you can feel it. You can clearly feel it. Raise your hands very high. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come out this pain and loose him and let him go in Jesus Christ's name. There we go. Give God a praise offering, everybody. Are you Letitia? Tilly. Tilly Tar. Okay. Would you please join him? Unfortunately, I'm going to pray for you last, but then you're the special guests. And you are? Amelia. Okay, okay. Okay, I got it. Right. Now you know what? Did you come here with a headache tonight? Okay. You know what? Let me just take my glasses off. I always feel like I could see your eyes better if I look straight in your eyes. You know, there's glass in between. You don't have to worry. I'm just looking in your eyes. I'm just looking in your eyes. Okay, it's not been going so well with you at all. In fact, it's been one road of frustration. You've run out of resources, you've run out of advice, you've run out of everything, basically. And the devil is now tormenting you in your head. But you can feel the presence of God, can't you? If there's a how old are you? You're 18. Pastor's wife. Okay, here's one, two. Come. It's okay. Okay, raise your hands high. My wife is taking your glasses. She gives it back to you. Raise your hands high. Do you feel the presence of God? Yes, yes. And it's increasing on you now. Just let God work on you. It's very simple. That's right. Let the Lord. Raise your hands up high. High. Hi, hi. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't touch her from behind. Don't touch her. Never touch her. Never touch her. Never touch her. There she goes. When she gets up, she's another woman. Can you say amen? Just leave her, don't touch her. Nobody touches her. Don't even touch her hair, nothing. Don't touch her, just leave her there. In Jesus' name, there's the power of God's honor. Now you look so worried, and you are. Oh, you know me. Well, you know what? I don't know where they are. There's so many of these. Doesn't really matter, Naomi. You know, where is, did you see her? It's not there. It's somewhere. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Do you think Jesus knows about your situation?
Yes, he does.
Yes. Why are you crying? Why have you been crying? Because you're very kind, you're very soft-hearted, you're very gentle. But you've run out of, like kind of run out of fuel. Come here, little one. My wife's got your glasses over there. Oh, here behind you. Come here, little one. Talk to me about, where was the headache then again? And now, where is it now?
Gone.
It's gone. Well, go and do well now. So three things are going to be moved out of your way that has been blocking your life because of this night. I think you better raise your hands to God. Please raise it right now. You've been begging. You've been beseeching. Smirkhabet. You really have been desperate. Three answers are coming through for you. You hear what I'm saying? Now just raise your hand. God touch you. God touch you physically now. There we go. There we go. There it is. Let the power of God just come on her now. There it is right now. In Jesus' name. I command all torment in any area of her life. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Let this woman go and return to her no more. Father, open the door. Three keys are given in her hand. And open up those dimensions of the miraculous to her life. She walks out victorious. What was wrong with your physical body? Do you mind telling me?
I have a three-time reoccurring cancer.
Three-time reoccurring cancer? Where?
It's in my lungs and my pelvis now, they say.
Okay.
I believe that God has healed me already.
You believe God's healed you, then you need to raise your hand very high. Just very high. Very high. Very high. Very high. Sweetheart, just help me here, please. Just keep your hands up.
Sorry, I'll take it. Don't worry.
Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. You raise your hands towards her. I said, God can heal cancer. God has healed cancer in this place. I got no problems with even thinking healing. In her case, not at all. Have you forgiven all people? Now, I want you to breathe. You know what Jesus did? He breathed on the disciples and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, I want the Holy Spirit to come on you too. Breathe in. Get it in your blood system. One more time. I need seven. That was three. Four. Five. Six. Deep. Your spirit of cancer return to her no more, tormentor no more, in no part of her body, in no part of her body, in Jesus Christ's name. I break this curse forever, and all God's people agree with me and said,
amen.
Amen. Give God a praise offering and get a chair. Will you two just go up the stairs and come over here? I'll do it for you, asseblief. Just come to the top here because I want to pray for you. I think ladies first. This is back problems. Come sit on the chair for me, please. Where in your back you got problems? Well, okay. Afrikaans. Sit terug in die stoel. Ver as wat jy kan terugsit. Okay. All right, now I'm going to pull the chair forward. Okay, don't worry about your feet. Okay, sit square in die stoel, hoor. Geef my die voete. All right. Okay. You see that? Can you see that? How many of you can see it? Wave with your hands. All right. If you see anything happen, then you can clap hands. Just relax, please. Drop your feet to the... That's it. Now God can work. It's always like that. God always works the best when people are relaxed. So if I drop her feet, it's got to be like she's sleeping. It's got to go all the way down. It's just... It's got to be no resistance of the muscles. Okay. Everybody say Jesus. Okay, just stand up for me. Stand up and sit down again. Square, square, square as you can. It's just a little bit to go. Relax, you're not relaxing altogether. That's it. Don't stretch, don't do nothing. Just let your muscles completely like you're sleeping. Okay, just rest. And everybody said, you also, say Jesus. Let me hear you. Jesus. There we are. Okay. Now I want you to just come down for me here, right around the side. And you, sir, in the meantime, you take a seat now. Terug in die stoel, so ver as jy kan. Okay, stoel vorentoe vir my. Okay. Voete, asseblief. Same thing. Relax, asseblief. Ontspan. En die voete hang. Hulle moet hang in my hande. Okay. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
There we are. It's done. Now, tel op jou voete, kom af na onder toe. There she is. I'll pray for his feet now. That's why I call him down again. We're in the back. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Jy weet dat die kant toe kom, maar die krag van Here is hier, so hoor.
My kussentjies is uitgewerk,
dit
is
beter. Vir die Here is dit nou regtig nou nie eens 'n probleem nie. Glo die Here kan. Glo die Here sal. Jy het jou krikke in die kar gelos. En dink jy gaan hulle nog nodig hê? Nee. Steek jou hande op vir my asseblief. Hoog op. Daar's die krag van die Here op haar nou. Now watch this now. Watch the power of God come on her right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just pray for her. Everybody start praying. And we release the power of God on her right now. Into the spine. In Jesus' name. Where's my wife? Mori, would you just come here, please? In Jesus' name. She's left. What is krikke nou weer in Afrikaans? Crutches. Hallelujah. In English. She's left it in the car. Go, you foul spirit of torment. Now, do me a favor. Put your hand on that spot where it was. Where the pain was. There and there. Okay? Right. There we are. My wife's got a hand on the spot. And now, there we go. Stick your hand weer op na die Here toe. Op. Receive. Right now, there it is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Sê net ek vergewe al die mense wat ooit teen my gesondig het en my seer gemaak het. Daar's hy. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at me. Buig vorentoe vir my asseblief. Is daar nog seer? Ooit jy penne in jou rug. All right. Sit dit Jan vir my oor die kol. She's got pegs in her back. Pins or whatever it is. Dennis, you never heard me say that, eh? He's an orthopedic surgeon. I don't know. What do you call those things? Screws. Oh, my goodness. I must watch out when I talk and there's a doctor in the area. Okay. And what nog? and she also had a total hip replacement. Okay. In Jesus' name, we break this curse and command Satan, take your hands off her now in Jesus' name. Your power is broken, Satan. You cannot torment. It's not for you. You're prohibited from tormenting her any longer. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for removing all pain right now. All pain. Go in Jesus' name. Look at me. Look at me. It's your pain now. Fully pain. Is nie so erg soos net dan nie. All right, stap vir my daan, kom terug. Voel jy nou? Jy loop al rein. Het jy nog jou krikke nodig? Nee. Nee, vir die laaste maal. Jesus saw somebody that was blind. And he said, what do you see? And they said, we see people like trees. And he prayed for them again. Now, if he prayed for them again, so do I. Amen. So do I. I have seen with marathon prayers, I've seen God heal people miraculously. Now, in Jesus' name, thank you very much. God bless you. And you, sir, those 2 feet of yours. Met die pijn in die voet zelf. Al twee. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody just raise your hands towards him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We command this pain. Go in Jesus' name. Sê net ek vergewe. Alle mense. Wat jy my gesond het. Heeltemal. Ek verloon haat. Enige aggressie. Enige onvergewensgesindheid. Ja. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, just walk for me. Let me see what you feel like. Voel jy beter? Yep. Yep beteken yep. God bless. God bless. It's 8 o'clock. I'm going to pray quickly for these. Can you believe it? The time is, I've just started praying for the people and you, what's your problem? What? Liesbreker. Sit your hand there. There's the power of God on you in Jesus' name. Whoa. Praise God. You start getting pains. Put your hand over that spot. Just cover it for me. I want to put my hand over it. Don't worry about a thing. Just now, there's the power of God's on you now. In Jesus' name. There it is. Come out, you spirit of torment, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That it? Now, I'd like to go on for the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. I got no problems with that. And the way I know you, you're just game for all of that sort of stuff. But some people at the back here have got children in the Sunday school, so we're going to let it go. And I'm just going to make a prayer for you. And then next week, Sunday night, I do it again and again. And we try to balance the word and ministering to the people. I'd like to do more general prayers. Let me do with 8:02. Stand for me for a moment, everybody, please. And to the glory of God, wherever there's a problem on your body, put your hand there. Wherever that is, if it's wherever it is, doesn't matter. I want you to just put your hand there. That's your faith movement. I'm going to make the prayer movement right now. Okay? Those of you that haven't got a problem, you don't have to put your hand anywhere. Just pray with me heavily. Follow my words. I'm going to be speaking slowly, emphatically, and break every curse. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now pray against all of this form of sicknesses present, diseases, maladies, whatever it is. God is the God who heals everybody. And therefore, in the presence of the Almighty God, whose we are and whom we serve, we break Satan's power over the people's eyes, over the people's ears, over the people's stomachs, over the people's blood groups and diabetes, kidney failure, heart problems, pains in the body, migraine headaches, any form of torment, even demonic disturbance, nocturnal disturbance, tons of nightmare dreams. We break the power of Satan in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, in everybody right now, I release God's power into your body in the name of Jesus. By the power of the name above every name, I use that executive authority and power now in Jesus Christ's name and make a decree over your body. You've been touched by God right now in Jesus Christ's name. And all God's people said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you, be gracious to you, and grant you eternal peace and salvation. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all God's people said, give him one praise offering before you go. Enjoy.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.